July 28, 1915. One who does the divine will is so much identified with Jesus that their hearts become one. So they share the merit of saving souls. I was repeating my laments with Jesus, telling him, "How is it that you left me? You promised me that you would come every day, at least once. And today the morning is gone, the evening is ending, and you are still not coming? Jesus, what a torment your privation is, what a continuous death. Yet, I am all abandoned to your will. Even more, I offer you this privation of you, as you teach me, in order to give salvation to as many souls for as many instants as I am deprived of you. I place the pains which I suffer when I am without you like a crown around your heart in order to prevent the offenses of the creatures from entering into it, and to prevent you from condemning any soul to hell. But with all this, O my Jesus, I still feel my nature being shocked and, incessantly, I call you, I search for you, I long for you." At this very moment, my adorable Jesus reached his arms around my neck and squeezing me, told me, "My daughter, tell me, what do you desire? What do you want to do? What do you love?" "And I desire you, and that all souls be saved. I want to do your will, and I love only you." And he, "So you desire what I want. With this, you really hold me in your power, and I hold you. You cannot detach yourself from me, nor can I from you. Then, how can you say that I have left you?" Then he added in a tender tone, "My daughter, one who does my will is so identified with me, that her heart and mind form one single heart. And since all souls who are saved through this heart, and as its heartbeat is formed, they take off toward salvation coming out from the mouth of this heart, I will give to the soul the merit of these saved souls, since she wanted together with me the salvation of those souls, and since I used her as the very life of my own heart,